Almost half of Goldsboro residents earn less than $30,000 a year, and a quarter of them live in poverty. In 2015, the city of about 36,000 people was ranked the fifth poorest in the U.S. These troubling figures were included in a recent study from the North Carolina Poverty Research Fund. Lead contributor Jean Nickel presented the report on Wednesday to more than 100 community leaders gathered in the cafeteria at First African Baptist Church. Nickel says the city struggles with the same issues surrounding deep poverty as the state's major metropolitan areas, only more amplified.
Increasingly concentrated poverty and racialized poverty and communities kind of pulling apart. Not enough jobs in the middle, a lot of jobs at the real low end, some jobs at the higher or more appealing end. Goldsboro has those issues. They just have them more powerfully than most parts of the state.
Over the last 16 years, the number of high-poverty neighborhoods in Goldsboro has more than doubled, and 70% of the city's Black and Latino residents live in these neighborhoods, compared to 40% of whites. CEO of Goldsboro Housing Authority, Anthony Goodson Jr., says when people are stuck in poor neighborhoods, it feeds the cycle of generational poverty.
If you surround yourself by a bunch of people doing wrong, you have the tendency to do wrong. If you surround yourself by people in poverty and they don't see a bigger vision, where do you go?
The city's housing authority has started purchasing rental properties in neighborhoods with less poverty and crime in an effort to improve the quality of life for families who live in subsidized housing, Goodson says.
That basically moves our folks automatically in better areas, moves them in better school districts, which then hopefully will improve the quality of education for our children.
Another organization that's been working to break the cycle of poverty in Goldsboro is called Wages. Executive Director Patricia Beyer says the nonprofit helps poor people get an education and secure higher-paying jobs.
Two of the major factors in getting out of poverty are education and employment, but not just any employment, good employment that gives you a living wage.
In addition to representatives from nonprofit groups and agencies that directly work with poor people, local elected officials and business leaders attended the presentation on poverty. While it's necessary that leaders from across the spectrum talk about poverty, Beyer says poor people should be included in these conversations.
It's important that we not try to craft a solution based on what our perspective is, but that we bring the people who are dealing with the situation in on the conversation so that we can have a solution that's going to work for them.
A local task force addressing poverty in Goldsboro will begin meeting in March. For PRE, I'm Valerie Crowder.